الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم Hello, my kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Once again, as I repeat every Thursday, it is only the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is His ihsan, it is His favor upon us that He gave us the tawfiq of gathering to remember Him, to make zikrullah. If it had not been for the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we would not have been able to get together to make zikrullah. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib ye hai chahein sab mere irade. So a person cannot do anything without the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this does not then mean that we must blame Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for all our weaknesses and shortcomings. What it means is that the person who is desirous of something, he makes his firm intention and niyat to do something, then generally Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him that qudrat, that power to undertake that action. If he doesn't desire, then nothing will happen. Like now, if you did not make the effort to make wuzu, get into the car, get to the masjid, join the jama'at, and then suppress that desire of the nafs to go away. If we didn't do all that, then we couldn't have been here. So it is the effort that the person has to make, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala generally, when the person makes the effort in the right direction, then He gives him the fruits of that line. So it is His ihsan and His fazal that He gave us the strength, He gave us the ability, He gave us the willpower to come and take His Mubarak name. It's a majlis of zikr, and I've mentioned many times that the flavor or the fragrance of each majlis is different. The fragrance of the majlis of zikr is different from the majlis of waaz and nasihat that we have, or the talks that we have on different subjects, or the discussions that take place, whether it is of Palestine, Chechnya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia. A Muslim must feel the pain of the other Muslim, irrespective of where he is in the world. We have to feel that pain, and we have to inform, we have to make the effort in that direction, we have to make use of the means that we have to have the problems of the Ummah resolved, assist them in whichever way. So there will be different programs for those items, and each one will have its own fragrance. Then there will be a waaz or bayan. If the month of Zilhijjah is coming close, then on Hajj, or there will be bayan on Namaz, Roza, Zakat, rights of parents, rights of children, rights of husbands and wives, or we can have programs on tijara. Everything is part of deen, part of sharia, part of Quran, part of sunnah. What is deen? Deen is ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Deen is implementing the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever they have thought that is deen. But there are different majalis for that. This is a majlis of zikr, and it is a fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He has gathered us. But I have repeatedly said this, and I mention it again, because this i'tidal, that balance seems to be leaving our society in many, many issues. And one of the issues is this, that if we have a particular majlis in which certain things are going to be discussed, or a majlis of zikr or waz or ta'lim, then if somebody, due to whatever reason, does not participate, then we look down upon the person as if the person has committed a major sin that he did not participate in that majlis of zikr. Because you will not find in the Quran or in the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam exactly in this manner a majlis taking place, just as you won't find many other things taking place exactly in the way that we do it and call it deen. But these are experiences of the people, and they have deduced from the Quran and Sunnah. So as long as we don't consider the method as being farz, wajib, sunnat, then there will be i'tidal. You will find mention of zikrullah, you will find mention of ta'aleem, you will find mention of tabligh, you will find mention of many things in the Quran and Sunnah. But the method, it must be within the parameters of Sharia, that's all. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal that he gave us the tawfiq to take his Mubarak name, and the purpose is to take Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name with great love and with great azmat and with great muhabbat, and let it rub onto our hearts so much that when we are outside, in the outside world, then we see a reflection of that muhabbat, a projection of that muhabbat. In our business houses we see that muhabbat of Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our homes we see it. In our relationship with our neighbors, with our families, with our clients and customers, we see that. That is the purpose. Otherwise the person is taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala 10,000 times, and after that when he goes out of the masjid, then he goes and casts lustful glances, he cheats, he deceives, he hides the defects in the articles, or he's abusive, or his anger knows no limit. The person's fuse is blowing all the time. When the person walks into the house, he's more like a lion or a tiger that has walked in. So then what is the purpose? So it is to develop that love. So before we make some zikrullah,
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं।
हजरत मौलाना की मोहम्मद अख्तर साहब दामाद बरकातुम सेज,
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं। किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं, किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं। सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं। किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं, किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं।
ओ अल्लाह, देर इज नो ठिकाना सिवाय तेरे, कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं। आई कैन टर्न साउथ एंड आई कैन टर्न नॉर्थ एंड ईस्ट एंड वेस्ट एंड ऑल साइड्स। आई कैन गो टू द यूनाइटेड नेशंस एंड आई कैन गो टू द असेंबलीज ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड आई कैन गो टू पीपल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड। But at the end of the day, O Allah, if you are not mine, nothing is mine. I will never find that support that I am looking for. And this is the greatest weakness of the ummah today, that we are searching for support on straws. And those very people before whom we poured out our hearts, zakhme jigar, the deep pain of our heart before whom we poured out, they were there to add fuel to fire. Instead of coming to the assistance, they added fuel to the fire that was already burning. Muslims have hurt themselves considerably in history because of their trust and faith that they placed in those who were there to stab them, those who were not their friends, those who were hypocrites, those who were munafiqun. We have so many examples. Muslims befriended Russia. What happened? Those countries that said Russia, superpower at that time, is on our side. What happened? Those who befriended America, what happened? Those who befriended Europe and Britain, what happened? So the trust must be in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Means we can adopt. You go there if you have to go, present your case, but to trust that if they are on our side, finish, then victory and success, then we are making the biggest mistake of our lives.
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं
ओ माय अल्लाह हू मस्ट आई शो दिस पेन ऑफ माय हार्ट टू बिफोर हूम मस्ट आई क्राई I should have been crying before you, O Allah. We should have been seeking from Him. Besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, nobody can really come to our assistance. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wills, if He decides that there will be victory, there will be success, then the person will attain his success. Means must be adopted, that we have mentioned many times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody could have had more tawakkul and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than him. Yet after seeing the angels coming down in the battle of Badr, the Muslims were only 313. After having seen the angels coming down, 3,000, 5,000, whatever the number that came down. Yet we see the preparation in the battle of Uhud, preparation in the battle of Khandaq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself personally involved and engaged. So making use of the means is something different. But what he did on those occasions, he cried before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Trust was in Allah Ta'ala alone, and his companions the same.
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा है वफा की कीमत से बेखबर है ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा है वफा की कीमत से बेखबर है फिर इनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं
ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा है वफा की कीमत से बेखबर है This is not poetry, this is a waz of an arif billah. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. People of the world, they are be wafa. There's no loyalty. Look at the incidents that we read of and we hear about. No loyalty at all. No faithfulness. No trustworthiness. Na illa allazi na ulla allazi la ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula all the sifats and traits of the munafiqeen present in them so then if we're going to give our hearts to them what else are we going to get except turmoil in our lives earthquake in our hearts disaster and shake up in our bodies and our souls That's what we're going to get. If we're going to give our hearts to them. Dunya is not the name of gold, silver. Dunya is not the name of good home, good car, good clothes. But when we forget the creator and the giver of those ni'mats, then it becomes dunya. And the people who have forgotten Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, If we are giving our hearts to them, then it means we have given our hearts to dunya. And the end result is going to be what I just mentioned now. Around the world you will find unlimited examples. In our own lives we can see it. In our own families, in our own society. Those who gave their hearts to dunya and the people of dunya, at the end of the day they were hurt. Then they complained of pain and sorrow and grief. Hi, what a mistake I made. Way I gave my life.
Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں.
If we can only understand this and bring it in our individual lives, then at least we will find peace ourselves. Whether others find it or not, but we will find peace in our hearts. There will be pain in the body. The person will make ha and ooh and ah due to the pain. And he will go to the doctor, he will go to the surgeon, and he will go under operation. And sometimes he may have no money, and the person has got patched clothes and is living in a hut or is living in a shack or he doesn't even have a decent home to live in. The person may not even have sufficient food to eat. But if Allah Ta'ala is in his life, then you will definitely see that sukoon in their lives. You will definitely see it. In spite of all what they may be going through, but there will be that sukoon in their lives. By way of information they may say things, but inside their hearts they know that either it is a sin of ours for which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is making a compensation. That sin becomes kaffara of sayyad. Of that sickness, that difficulty, that hardship become kaffara of sayyat. Or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses it for elevation of the status and position of the person. Allah ta'ala wants to give some high position in Jannat, and the person through his weakness cannot reach that, so Allah ta'ala puts him in some difficulty, test and trial. Whatever it is, but this person deep down in his heart, he will truly believe that it is from my Allah. And if something is coming from my Allah, then there is nothing but khair in it. Whatever comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what else can there be in it but khair? Can there be anything else besides khair? But khair is sometimes, we can't understand it. Now that little child, grade one, who is attached to the mother all the time, never went to school for the very first time in his life or her life, is being taken to school and madrasa. So many children, they put up a big performance, tantrum, don't want to go, crying, grabbing at the mother's skirt, throwing the bag away, screaming. But they keep on consoling the child, but they don't listen to that child. So you have to stay here. After a few days, ABC goes on, then the child gets such a taste of learning that now you say, no, I want to do my matric, and then I want to become an accountant, I want to become an engineer, I want to do this, I want to do that. Now on that first day, if the mother said, yeah, my child is crying, I think it's not right, take the child away, feel pity for the child, let's go home. The next day child cried, yeah, okay, don't worry, don't go. Now, if you're going to carry on like that, will the child ever learn? So the person who was looking at that mother leaving the child behind, in spite of its crying and its tears and its tantrums, say, what a zalim mother this is. Where's the love in the heart of the mother? But every man will say, who has got some sense, that that's the love. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he's got love for us. But it is shown in different ways. So, siwaye tere koi chikana nahi hai, ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun, wherever you go, there is no chikana. Besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zameen meri. It's a majlis of zikr. We want to light up the love of Allah in our hearts so that it becomes easy for us to practice. If we don't have this steam of love, then we cannot practice. We will find everything difficult, everything difficult. It is the steam of love that makes the person moves in this field, just as the steam of love makes the person move in other fields. If he's going to have the steam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love in his heart, then it will become easy to make 5 times salah, give zakat. In fact, the person will be looking for places to spend then. He will be trying to find opportunities to do good, to make tilawat, to be of help and kindness to the poor, the needy, the destitute, to be good and kind to his family, his friends. Everything will then happen when he will have that love. But if his love is for that dunya, then, and he has given his heart to that dunya, then he will have problem with everybody. Neither will he be at peace, and nor will he leave anybody else in peace. He himself will be restless in his heart due to his malice and greed and jealousy and envy, and he will make everybody else also restless. Fitna, fasad, mischief, corruption will become rampant on the earth. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protect us.
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब, जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानू दिल सुनाऊं, किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं। ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं, वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं, फिर उनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं। ये बुत जो मोहताज हैं सरापा, गुलाम उनका बनू तो क्यों कर। ये बुत जो मोहताज हैं सरापा, गुलाम उनका बनू तो क्यों कर। गुलाम का भी गुलाम बनकर मैं अपनी कीमत को क्यों घटाऊं।
हाँ, ये बुद्ध जो मोहताज हैं सरापा, गुलाम उनका बनूं तो क्यों। Whether it is the United Nations, United States, America, Russia, China, Britain, Europe, any power that we consider as superpower, they are all but and muhtaj of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In everything they are muhtaj. Why should we consider them as gods and as lords and believe that if they are on our side, then it's nothing but victory? Look at the snow that is falling there now. Everything is paralyzed. Finish. No movement. So cannot Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala do the same thing with all their rockets and with their missiles and with all everything that they have at their disposal? If Allah Ta'ala just sends down some snow, finish. Nothing can move. Allah Ta'ala shakes the earth a little bit, nothing can happen. So we must make use of the means, make the correct effort, invite towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala, practice on the deen. Then when there will be a confrontation, Allah Ta'ala will be on the side of the ummah, and the ummah will get victory from sources unknown, from ghaib. Otherwise they are muhtaj themselves. Now if a person is a slave and he starts worshipping another slave, and he tells that slave that if you on my side, then there's victory. That is, other person is also a slave, is in the prison too there. And he says that if you are on my side, then I will gain victory. And will we call that person sensible person? They say, why should I do that? Why should I become the slave of a slave? And we just conclude with one more verse here. یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا، یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا، مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں. The nightingale sings, laments. Beautiful singing of the nightingale. It's proverbial. Over that flower which is blooming and there's so much of fragrance. Now the nightingale is singing away in the love of that flower. But the nightingale does not know that soon there will be autumn. The flower is going to wither. It is going to perish. So if you give your heart to that flower, where are you going to go now? So those who gave their hearts to the things of the world, when the angel of death will come and put a squeeze and take the soul out from every limb, then where is he going to go? He didn't give his heart to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If he had given his heart to Allah Ta'ala, then he would have said, this is the day that I was waiting for. Then he would have said, this is the day that I was waiting for. It is a day of my mulaqat with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he will happily leave the world. But the person whose heart is attached to everything, he will say, hi, my beautiful house. Hi, my beautiful car. Hi, my bank balance, millions. What's going to happen? Who is going to share it? Who is going to take it? Halal, haram, I didn't bother about so much of cheating, deceiving, gamble, all kinds of things. And I accumulated. Now what's going to happen? Who am I going to go to? Can the person say that I will bribe, give a bribe to the angel of death? Give him a bribe. Because this is a world of bribe now. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of understanding that we must carry on with our life. Nobody says mustn't do business, don't marry, don't upbring children, don't travel, don't do nothing, just think of death and sit down. Do everything. But don't forget that there is the day that is going to come when we have to give an account of our deeds, our actions. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni, na maane to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to marke dekh. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ. 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 دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل.
درد دل means love of اللہ تعالی.
غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا راحم المساکین یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين او مائی بلاون اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ
Oh my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, most tolerant Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We haven't extended them before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We have extended our hands and our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, you become extremely happy the more we beg of you, the more we ask of you, the more we plead to you. Ya Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become angry and displeased. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited, unlimited treasures you have, my beloved Allah. And we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive us. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than the trees that grow on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Man has made computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. My beloved Allah, press the delete button over our sins. Hamare gunahon par delete button daba de. Vere Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of maghfirat for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of mercy for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults and the errors of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are going to look at our sins and our weakness and our faults, then we will be destroyed. Then we will face nothing but destruction. Ya Allah, we know that we are deserving that the earth opens up and swallows each and every one of us. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment because of our indulgences, my beloved Allah. Day and night we use your bounties and your gifts for your disobedience. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But my beloved Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed the ummah that something that is beloved to Allah ta'ala is the forgiveness of sins. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. Ha, my beloved Allah, tuhibbul af. You love forgiveness. So forgive us, my beloved Allah. We know if we get forgiveness, all the problems will be solved. Ya Allah, ummat ke hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, ummat ke hal par raham farma. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Where can there be darkness for you, my beloved Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights? You are aware of the movement of that ant. You are the one who has blessed billions of people with sight. How can you be blind to our actions? It is just your tolerance, my Allah, that you did not seize us the moment we were committing sins. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have paralyzed us. My beloved Allah, but you love forgiveness. Therefore we are turning towards you. What else has gathered us here except great hope in your mercy and in your forgiveness? Ya Allah, ummat ki takalif aur pareshaniyon ko dur kar de. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gande hai, nalayak hai mere Allah, lekin tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha mere Mawla. اے رب کریم تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہا تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Whoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, Ya Allah, wherever they may be. So many have met up with accidents, they are undergoing operations. Some of them are in coma for so many days. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, sab ko shifa ata farma. So many of our mashayikh are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know that sometimes it can be a rahmat and a mercy, but Ya Allah, we are extremely weak, don't test us. Change the mercy of sickness for whoever is sick to the mercy of good health. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick, our hearts have become diseased. Malice, pride, greed, arrogance, evil passions and desires. Ah, my beloved Allah, we have made garbage bags of our hearts. Those hearts which were supposed to be for your love, as the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have given it to everything besides you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of envy, jealousy. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you. Teri zaat-e-ali se hume aisa chipka de, mere Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ya Allah, when two pages are stuck with glue, we try to separate them, they don't separate. They tear apart, but they don't separate. Let our hearts become attached like that with you. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. How much parents were desirous of child. Ya Allah, so many are now crying tears of blood, but it is too late. Children have gone far, far away. Ya Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to clean their homes and lives of all those things which are bringing corruption in the lives of the children. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے How long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to perform like hypocrites on the surface of the earth? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long are we going to enjoy the haram pleasures? Ya Allah, a day is going to come when the angel of death is going to squeeze out our souls from our bodies. He's going to come without warning. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program or porn site on the internet or some filthy magazine in our hands. We don't know when the angel of death is going to come. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله.
Let our souls depart. ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے.
وقی بے دفت دسیفہ. We know we are not deserving, but what is it that we are deserving? Ya Allah, you gave us everything out of your ihsan.
Ya Allah, we are desirous of that, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over that graveyard, we too may be forgiven.
But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us.
Ab se razi ho ja.
Accept all the works of deen that are taking place.
Tabligh udawat ki mehnat qubool farma.
ان کے گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما.
مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما.
Accept all the institutions of deen. Bless all workers of deen with اخلاص.
یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو اخلاص سے بھرپور کر دے.
خالص تیری رضا کے خاطر کام کرنے کی توفیق دے.
یا اللہ protect us from the attacks of نفس و شیطان.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ.
اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر.
اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر.
چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ.
کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں.
میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں.
کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں.
میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں.
ہو جائے میرا.
وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا.
یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا.
یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم always life he made duas for us.
How much he begged for us, especially in حجت الوداع.
Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us.
Bless our parents, our wives and children and the ummah with that goodness.
And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that He asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Especially the fitnas of Dajjal.
Ya Allah, protect us from all fitnas.
Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity.
Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat.
Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat.
But those who have become obstinate, made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution, the torture, the tyranny, the oppression and suppression of the Ummah.
Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud.
Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send flood waters against them. Send gale force winds against them.
Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink.
Unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand this part of the night after making zikrullah before you.
Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations.
And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases, and the problems that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is going through.
Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships, pain, problem and suffering.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ
صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.